Pháp thoại mà các bạn đang nghe được phát từ phatam.com, website hàng đầu về truyền thông đa phương tiện Phật giáo.
In the past year, our world changed dramatically. It will never be the same, and we will never be the same. In the United States, on the 11th of September, several thousand people died. They died in New York, in Washington, in Pennsylvania. They died because someone wanted revenge. They died because people do not understand that the consequences of everything we do will come back to us. If we kill, we will in turn be killed. If we destroy the security of others, we ourselves will not be safe. If, out of our anger, we seek revenge, thinking that revenge will solve our problems, we are tragically mistaken. Revenge solves nothing. If we believe that an eye for an eye is reasonable and fair, then the whole world will become blind and we will be lost. The anger which led to the desire for revenge did not begin in this lifetime. It began many, many lifetimes ago. And this cycle of anger has not ended. We will have to pay a dreadful price for destroying deliberately the lives of others. This is not a threat. It is a statement of reality, of a natural law called karma. Our every thought, word and deed plant a seed in our most subtle consciousness. This consciousness passes from one lifetime to the next. We have lived innumerable lifetimes. We have lived as humans. We have lived as animals. We have lived as beings in the hell realms. We have even lived as heavenly beings. None of these lives were permanent. Some have been very short, others incredibly long. At the end of each lifetime, the consciousness moved from one life to the next. We die and are born again. Die again, are born again. If we are good, we rise through the cycle of reincarnation. Good means we have no thoughts of self-benefit. Good also means we unconditionally help others. We do not count the cost to ourselves. We are filial to our parents and respectful to our teachers and elders. We are compassionate and do not kill any living beings. We are faithful to our husbands or wives. We are generous and do not steal. We are honest and do not lie. We do not use language that is harsh. We do not use enticing words. We do not use divisive speech. We do not gossip. To be good means to do all of these. So do to our exemplary behavior, our speech and thoughts, our lives gradually become better and better. Then, at some point, because we have been thinking selflessly and had created and accumulated goodness, our lives become very good. We are very comfortable. We have position and wealth. And we begin to think that it is our right to enjoy ourselves. We forget about being good. We stop helping others. We become selfish. We start to enjoy all the benefits that we have created and accumulated over all those lifetimes. Intelligence, happiness, prosperity. We gradually use up our store of good fortune, which we created. Just as we rose through the cycle of reincarnation, now we begin to descend. Our greed leads us to the hungry ghost realms. Our ignorance leads us to the animal realms. And our anger leads us to the hell realms. We rise and then we fall. We rise again only to fall again. We have done this over and over and over again. In each of those lifetimes, we planted many seeds. One of those seeds was anger. Unfortunately, instead of nurturing the good seeds within each of us, the seeds of compassion and generosity, of loving kindness and selflessness, we constantly nurture those seeds of anger. We do this because we do not understand the true reality. We do not understand why things happen. We do not understand that all these lifetimes are connected. We do not understand that we are not individuals, but we are all part of one another. We are all one being. To hurt another is as pointless as one's left hand, picking a fight with one's right hand. Presently, we cannot see this. We think that each one of us is an individual. We think that we need to protect ourselves individually. We think we can hold on to material possessions and beliefs. We believe that we are real and permanent. We think we are right. Others are wrong. And therefore, we logically conclude, if I am right and you are wrong, then you need to change the way you think and begin to think and act as I do. And so, we become wrapped up in our own egos, our own views. Then, we may begin to justify the thought that because our ideas and beliefs are superior to those of others, that we have the right to kill another, to kill hundreds, to kill thousands of people. The anger that leads to conflict, to hatred, goes back a long, long time. It began innocently enough. Most of the time when we are speaking with another, we are simply not being careful. We speak without thinking. We carelessly say something and hurt another's feelings. But all the while, we remain unaware of what we have done. We may not have realized it, but we have contributed to planting another seed of anger in the consciousness of another person. They may not think anything of it, at least until the next lifetime, when we again meet, and that seed matures. This next time, the other person will say something to us, and this time, there will be a slight trace of animosity, just a bit of irritation. Again, this incident is registered in our consciousness. This enmity is passed back and forth over and over, over the ensuing lifetimes. If we do not meet for 1,000 lifetimes, it will lie dormant for 1,000 lifetimes. When the time is right, and we meet again, the irritation will surface. Each time it is passed on, it grows more serious. At some point, it will turn into hatred. At some point, that hatred will explode and one of us will kill the other. At some point, killing one another will no longer satisfy the desire for revenge. Then, one of us will exact a way, devise a plan to get revenge, and will kill thousands of people. the subsequent response of the United States and our allies to bomb Afghanistan will solve nothing. We have once again nurtured the seeds of hatred and murder. And the next time, the tragedy will be even worse. Cause and effect are a continuous cycle. A cause triggers a result. That result then becomes a new cause which triggers another result. It becomes another cause with another result. On, over and over, ad infinitum. This chain not only affects us, but others as well. We do something, and it affects those who are around us. In their response to us, they affect someone else. This creates a wave-like response of cause and effect that moves out in an ever-widening circle. The ripple effect of one drop of water splashing in the ocean thus results in all the other drops of water in that ocean moving. The rage that leads to such calculated revenge, to killing, will result in killing. They may occur on a large scale. They may occur much closer to home. We are led to our next lifetime by our thoughts as we are dying in the present lifetime. If we die in terror, pain, and anguish, those emotions are very likely to lead us to the desire to retaliate. This desire for retaliation could lead us to our future parents, perhaps even in the next lifetime. We choose our parents for one of four reasons. We are drawn to them as a level of consciousness is drawn to a single beam of light in the darkness. We are born to our parents to repay kindness, to have kindness repaid to us, to repay a debt, or to exact repayment for a debt. The person who dies in terror, pain, anguish, who follows those emotions to choose his or her future parents, will exact a dreadful repayment. It is imperative that we understand what is happening around us. As individuals far removed from the geopolitical decision-making process, we cannot stop today's wars in Afghanistan, in the Middle East, in other areas around the world. But we can stop the wars within ourselves. We can become aware of our thoughts and feelings. We can become alert to what we are saying and doing. We do not have to give in to negative emotions. We do so because it is easy and because we are very lazy. Thus, we fall back into countless negative habits of all those lifetimes. We may not be able to stop one country from bombing another today, but we can change the way we think, the way we react, and in this way, we can gradually bring about changes throughout our world for tomorrow. Our lives today are the direct result of what we did in the past. What we did today will create our futures. If we helped someone today, we have planted the seeds for being helped in the future. If we hurt someone today, we have planted seeds for more suffering in the future. When we understand this, we can resolve to make a difference for ourselves, for all those around us. How can we do this? Our thoughts are perceived by others. We all know people who, upon entering a room, immediately cheer everyone up. Unfortunately, we also know others whose very presence seems to dampen the atmosphere. Others create tension and discomfort. We can sense their thoughts and their feelings. Actually, those thoughts and feelings go much further than just that one room. We are all one. Throughout the universe, there is only one being. A thought arising from us instantly is perceived throughout the universe. If we are happy and feel calm, others will perceive that. If we become agitated and irritated, those are the thoughts and feelings we are emitting. When our anger starts to arise, most of us are not even aware of it because we are so used to being angry. It feels normal. This person always irritates me. What is so unusual about that? This is how we react from our human nature, not from our true nature. Our true nature, which is the same as all other beings' true nature, has perfect compassion, perfect caring, perfect goodness. We have not yet uncovered this true nature. We keep burying it deeper and deeper under our greed and selfishness, under our belief that others must do as we do, under our belief that happiness comes from outside ourselves. The Buddha told us about three poisons: greed, anger, and ignorance. We incessantly want things. We want to be right all the time. We want to be happy all the time. We think that getting new things in our lives will make us happy, be it a new job, a new house, a new person, a new pair of shoes. We think these will make us happy. But on the rare occasions that we do get what we want, very quickly the object loses its appeal. We start thinking that we want a better job, a bigger house, a younger person, a nicer pair of shoes. Why not? The old one is no longer making us happy. And in our society, when something or someone no longer makes us happy, we toss it or them aside and go out looking for a new one. It will not work. Happiness comes from within us. We achieve it when we touch our true nature, when we let go of the thoughts that others must believe as we do, when we realize that material possessions, that controlling others, will not make us happy. We have all heard of people with great wealth who live in fear and isolation. They worry constantly about losing their lives, their possessions. They become alienated from their own children. Actually, we need very little. We only require so much food to nourish ourselves, and we can be very comfortable with relatively little space. And we can only wear one pair of shoes. If we can be contented with what we have and who we are, we may begin to reach that natural joy that is already within us. We need to do the best we can to meet our responsibilities. But when things do not go the way we wish, remember, we can only change ourselves and our own lives. Do not get upset when circumstances do not meet our expectations. For the reality is that life rarely goes as we wish. The Buddha said that this world is one of suffering, that life is unsatisfactory. Then, he told us, there is a way to end suffering. And he taught us the way to end it. If you think that you are not suffering, please think again. Every one of us undergoes birth, old age, sickness, and death. Very often we find ourselves in the presence of those we do not like. Very often we find ourselves separated from those we love. And most of the time we do not obtain what we hope for. Basically, things do not go as we wish. If we understand that these are a part of life, of our existence, we will not be surprised when they happen. We have undergone them before. We will undergo them again. But if we can say to ourselves, okay, things did not go as I wanted. But that is the way life is. Becoming frustrated or angry will solve nothing. It will only make the situation worse. Understanding that things do not usually go the way I want, I will not be surprised when this happens, and I will just accord with proper conditions. If we can begin to do this, and yes, this is very difficult to do, we will find ourselves becoming less upset when things do not go as we had planned. We will remain calm, and we will become happier. Not getting our way is really not that important. Do not be attached to the idea that things have to go the way we want. Society tells us that we must have a strong ego. We need it to succeed at work. We need it often just to get to work. We feel we must assert our rights. This is what we have been taught. But asserting our rights at the expense and the happiness of others will not make us truly happy. Trying to accomplish things at the expense of others is wrong. It will not make us permanently happy. Forget the idea that everyone else has to act and think as we do. Instead, we can ask ourselves, how can I truly help this other person? What do they need right now? If we are able to do this unconditionally, without any expectation of reward, if we can let go of constant thoughts of I, me, mine, and think only of others, we can think of all sorts of ways to help others. We can give material resources. We can give of our time and abilities. If we see someone having a difficult time and does not have enough to eat, we can provide them with food. Then we can find ways to teach them what they need to know to become self-reliant. Or if we see someone who is upset, we can simply smile at him or her. This costs us nothing. But this simple act accomplishes one of the major forms of giving, that of removing the fears, the insecurities of others. Once we start practicing giving, we will begin to feel happier because we will be acting from our true nature, which has perfect happiness already within it. Our human nature keeps prodding Keep it. Don't give away anything. Keep whatever you have. Our true nature prompts. Help others. Do not hold anything back. Give whatever others need. When we give from our true nature, we will receive all that we could wish for. But to do this, we need to offer without any thoughts of self-benefit, without thinking of ourselves. We can give others happiness, security, knowledge. How can we do this? We can let go of our greed. We can let go of our anger. We do not have to hold on to them. When someone constantly irritates us, we can consider, why does this person annoy only me? Why does everyone else in the room seem perfectly okay? None of them is reacting the way I am. Why is this person irritating only me? Why are these words bothering me alone? It should be obvious to us then that this anger did not start today. This irritation and anger has a history, for it has been passed back and forth over many lifetimes. We can decide there and then that we do not enjoy feeling this way, and that we do not want the situation to get any worse in the future. Also, in such a situation, it is not we alone who are unhappy. The other person is also feeling the tension and anger. But in all likelihood, they do not understand what is happening. For their sake and ours, we must let go of our anger. Most of the time, we hold on to it. We cherish it. We fondly go over memories of how much this person or that person has hurt us. Anger is like an addiction. Not only did we get upset the first time, but we keep going over and over it, like watching a favorite movie, constantly replanting more seeds, relentlessly nurturing those seeds of anger, allowing the poison to spread and grow. When this happens, we must realize what is happening for their sake, for our sake, for the sake of all people, all beings. You must stop it now. Let go of the anger. We really do not need it. For the sake of all beings throughout the universe, let it go. It is not part of who we really are. It is a very, very damaging habit that we keep falling into. It will destroy us. As was said earlier, we are so used to being angry that we do not even realize that we are angry. At some point, we suddenly realize what has happened. That once again, we have lost our tempers. The next time this realization occurs, begin to allow the anger to dissolve, not grow. Gradually, we will catch negative emotions, such as anger, a little more quickly as we become a little more mindful. We will still get angry, but we will recognize it sooner. We will begin to let go of it a little earlier. This will take time, but we must do this. Hatred, killing, war. There is so much of it in our world today. And it is getting worse. Even our environment is being affected by our anger. Our world is literally becoming warmer. We may think this is the result of climatic changes and pollution. We are right about the cause being pollution, but we are wrong about its form. What is damaging our world is the pollution in our minds, in our hearts. We are collectively feeling so much anger that we are literally heating up our world. The Buddha told us that anger is the cause of being born into the hell realms. Being so immersed in our anger, we do not have to wait to be born there. A person who is immersed in anger is already in hell. If we do not stop and change ourselves now, we will destroy ourselves and our world. There will be no future for our children. We must realize the enormity of this. We cannot afford to sit back and say that the hatred has nothing to do with us, that the killing is happening in another part of the world. The anger and hatred are affecting every inch of our world. Nothing is worthy of anger. Nothing is worthy of hatred. Nothing is worthy of killing. Nothing. When we came into this life, we brought nothing with us except our own karma. And when we leave this life, we will take nothing with us except our karma. Selfishness, selfishness, intolerance, hatred have no place in our true nature. We can resolve that we will react differently the next time we become aware of our anger. When we see that person who upsets us so much and feel ourselves giving in to anger, we can realize our antagonist is also unhappy and is also suffering. Then we can let go of the anger and be mindful of what we are doing. We can let go of the past. Let go of unhappiness, worries, and problems. If we look back on the day and realize that we have made mistakes, we can ask what we did wrong, determine how to correct those mistakes and not do them in the future. We need to do whatever is necessary to plan for the future, to meet our responsibilities in everything we do, and then quit worrying about the future. Most of the things we worry about never transpire. Focus on what we are doing right now. Concentrate. Pay attention. If we are mindful and focus on what we are doing, we will not carelessly say something that will hurt another. Because in our speaking with that person, we will not be looking around the room or thinking of what we are going to say as soon as they stop talking. Instead, we will be listening and observing. If we say something upsetting, we will immediately notice their reaction. We will be able to go back and find out what we said that upset them. We will then correct it. If we just carefully listen to other people, we can alleviate so much pain. Most of the time, when people have a problem, all they want is someone to just listen to them. Somebody who will not judge them. Somebody they can feel safe with. We can become that somebody for others. We can be the caring person that they are looking for and that we wish to be. Everything arises from the mind. Hatred, hostility, vengeance. We can also give rise to loving kindness, compassion, gentleness, and forgiveness. We have free will. We can decide what we will do, who we wish to be. We created who we are today. We can recreate who we will be tomorrow. Our world is a reflection of all our thoughts, the thoughts of a collective consciousness. We can influence others for the good by what we are thinking and feeling. We may not stop the bombs that will be ignited tomorrow. But if we are sincerely thinking of helping others, of peace, of acceptance, then as our thoughts are perceived throughout the universe, we may be able to stop those bombs from being ignited 10 years from now. All we need to do is resolve to stop that bitterness and hatred, that seeking of revenge, that believing that an eye for an eye is correct. It must all end now. If we fail to do this, then the world will become blind to reality, to reason, and to what is right. And we will be lost. Amitabha.